Hey guys, it's Eric Arbucci, and I got another review for you today, and this time it is for Fist, or F-I-S-T, which is an acronym for Forged in Shadow Torch, and this is a Metroidvania game made by a Chinese company, and you play as a furry, specifically a rabbit, in a town full of other furries. Called Torch City, which is where the Torch and Shadow Torch comes from, I guess. Forge and Shadow and Torch City, I guess is a weird truncation of that. It's not exactly the best translation, but whatever. It sounded cool, and like the acronym implies, you actually end up fighting against an evil robotic dog regime that's militaristic, and it has occupied the city with the remnants of a mech suit that he used to fight in a war against said mech dogs before they succeeded in their war and basically just took control of everything. But basically he gets sent on a mission and he gets wrapped up in a whole issue to fight for the future of the city, but the next suit has a gigantic fist, and that's the only part that survives, so you fight with a giant fist. Although you can get upgrades to get a whip module as well as a drill module. You need the drill one first. But then you could upgrade those with data disk that you find and money by spending them at kiosk. And the disks, the first few are easy to find, but unless you're really exploring, it might be hard for you to use them. Also, you can't get any more advanced skills until you do some training, which isn't terribly hard, but the timing on some of those combo attacks is really tight. I kind of wish that they had balanced it a little bit more so the windows were better, or the knock-up attacks knocked it the items in the objects up the air so you could actually respond quicker. But just with some basic practice, you'll get it down. I just kind of wish that it was tighter. With the ability to seamlessly pull them off, as well as having more leeway time to actually pull them off. But there is some jank in the game, but it's not terribly bad, and well, the map system isn't exactly the greatest. It works for what it does, and despite some of the legend and the text being very small, you'll get the gist of what the icons represent for the most part. This game is available on the Switch and the PS4 and the PS5, as well as the Xbox and Xbox Series X and S. And that's the version I played, even though I have the PS5 version and I have played it. So I'm technically covering the PS5, PS4, and the Xbox versions. But I can't comment on the performance of the PC version, but I'm assuming it's similar to the Xbox with a sufficient enough rig. Otherwise, you'll probably have something more akin to the level of the Switch version, which has performance issues because it's a Switch. I'm assuming the PS4 version plays slightly better than that, but it probably still doesn't run a consistent 60 FPS, and the Switch version only runs at 30. And there's not many secrets beyond like getting like certain upgrades. Like there's lots of planet seeds to find, but much like Hollow Knight, you could all redeem them at this one place in the downtown area of the city, and that's how you get most of your money in this game, other than finding the random piggy banks, which is also kind of a staple to Hollow Knight. In fact, the game has a reference to Hollow Knight, as well as several other games that are very popular, like Dark Souls and JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, which is not a game, it's an anime, but it's got stuff like that, because you can find collectible posters, too. And the story's kind of fun. The dub is actually pretty good. There are a few voice actors I recognized. Not terribly many, but they do a good job for the most part. Like, I'm pretty sure the guy who does Endeavor from My Hero Academia did the voice work for this one character named Jovi. But that's the only really familiar one I noticed. And I kind of like how your rabbit character is like this grizzled war veteran. He sounds kind of like Solid Snake. And I also like how all the characters refer to the citizens as furtizens, since they're furries. Get it? But, the music in this game's okay, and the gameplay's nothing to write home about, but I just liked exploring the weird dystopian world that full of furries in it. And the animation, while it can be stiff at times, I think it looks really nice when it works. And as far as a score, I'm going to give this game an 8.5 out of 10. And if you're a fan of Metroidvanias and you don't mind furries and melee-based Metroidvanias at that, you'll probably have a fun time with this game. And it is currently on Game Pass for both Windows and Xbox platforms, because that's how Game Pass typically works nowadays. But with that, I'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.